Voters in 25 European nations signaled they are upset with their governments during 4 days of balloting for the European Parliament. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports on the winners and losers.
Domestic issues were at the heart of these elections. The war in Iraq seems to have played a minor role. Voters punished government parties throughout the continent, including France, Germany, Britain, Italy, and Poland. Anti-European Union parties gained ground in Britain, Sweden, Poland, and the Czech Republic, reflecting anxieties about the expanding union. The other big winner was apathy. Turnout was 44.2%, the lowest since European Parliament elections were first held in 1979. In the 10 new member states, barely one in four voters cast ballots. Pat Cox, outgoing European Parliament president, said the results are a wake-up call for European politicians.
And the message is to our political leaders across the European Union that if they believe in the Union, they have a special responsibility to give leadership and to go out and sell what they believe in.
In Germany, the governing Social Democrats suffered their worst result since World War II. In France, the party of President Jacques Chirac scored only half as much as the opposition socialists. Analysts say the German and French results are a reflection of dissatisfaction with economic stagnation, high unemployment, and welfare reform. The results also show that throughout the continent there is a strong wave of Euroscepticism. Voters in Sweden, Poland, and the Czech Republic show discontent with the way the European Union is run in Brussels. In Britain, where Prime Minister Tony Blair's Labour suffered sharp setbacks also in local elections, voters went even further. They gave a strong boost to the openly anti-European Union UK Independence Party. One of its leaders is TV personality Robert Kilroy Silk.
The issue is who governs us, and the British people agree on its importance. They want their country back from Brussels. They want it back from the corrupt, fraudulent, dictatorial regime in Brussels, and we are going to get it back from.
In Italy, the Conservative Party of Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi suffered a major personal setback. After investing considerable personal capital on the campaign and appearing nonstop on TV in the last few days, his party was hammered. And Berlusconi's two main coalition allies, smaller parties that made some gains, will now demand a greater say in the cabinet. Piero Fassino, one of the opposition leaders, proclaimed the center-left the country's number one political grouping.
Mi pare che sia il segno inequivocabile del tramonto della centralità di Berlusconi e del berlusconismo.
Fassino said the results demonstrate clearly that Berlusconi no longer dominates center stage in Italian politics. Analysts say the Italian results reflect dissatisfaction with the government's unkept promises of tax cuts and the inflated cost of living. The widespread apathy of European voters coincided paradoxically with the European Parliament's growing influence over the continent's citizens. It has a major say in financial, environmental, and labor regulations. And if the draft EU constitution is ratified, the Brussels Assembly will become even more powerful. But the first effects of these elections will be felt at the national level, as hammered governing parties will have to deal with damage control. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.